there used to be all kinds of little feeder creeks back in the neighborhood that went into Coon Creek. There was in Moore Park, there was three pretty major, like, road drainage type creeks that were there. And I remember one time in the wintertime, my friend, he was floating a little boat, must have been
3-4 inches?
In the stream where the snow melts, you know, like this time of year. And we followed it, and we were watching it go underneath the ice, you know, where the snow plow came, because there wasn't curbs like there is now. There were just those asphalt kind of horseshoe-shaped things. And so the snow plow would leave a little thing there, and the water would cut under there. But we were watching this little boat, and it dropped down into the little creek, so he wanted to go down and get it. Well, he ran down in there. Of course, it's March or something, you know, and the creek is so silty there that they had to call the fire department out to get him out of there. He was stuck. Yeah. Fortunately, there was a tree across there, right there, that we used to wander across. That's probably why. Some kids probably knocked it down so you could get across the creek. But, yeah, he was hanging onto that tree. The fire department had to come out and get him out of there. And they pulled him out, and he was just this little kid sitting in his underwear, his pants and boots and everything stayed in the creek. That's how suction there was there. But, yeah.
Just from erosion, do you think?
I think it was just all of the stuff from the streets and the park, you know, rain and, yeah.
Erosion.
It was just so silty in that little... And the creek, you know, it wasn't more than 3-4 inches deep there at the deepest, but it was just all silted there, right at where Olive Street and the creek crossed.